Reporting on the games you love by people who love to game. The MMO Reporter Network.
You, my friend, are listening to the Happy Hearthstone. This show is brought to you by Doghouse Systems, who make some of the most powerful gaming PCs on the planet. And I can say from personal experience that they have awesome customer service. Use the code MMOReporter at doghousesystems.com and get a free 120GB SSD. And by Audible, the best audiobook service in existence. Seriously, if you like stories at all, you've got to check Audible out. Go to audibletrial.com/MMOReporter and get a free 1 month trial and a free audiobook. Those ads help cover our server costs for the show, but if you'd like to directly support this show and the nice people who make it, you can go to gamediplomat.com/donate and show us some love. Thank you very much. Hello and welcome to episode 57 of the Happy Hearthstone Podcast, the longest running Hearthstone podcast in the history of space and time and cards. I'm your host, Josh Augustine, and this week I am joined by Andrew.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hello, Andrew. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Been a bit busy lately, you know, getting up toward the business end of the year, but yeah, I'm having a good time. What about you?
I'm doing all right. If I'm being honest, since we're not in the happy segment yet, I'll be real here with you, Andrew.
Go on.
My work computer died this week. My home computer died this week. It has just not been a good week, technologically, for me.
Hey, hey, are you actually allowed to say these things on the Happy Hearthstone?
I know. I don't know.
Isn't that like blasphemy of some sort?
I know. I feel bad. I should take it back, huh? I take it back. My computers are great. I'm doing great. Everything's great. I'm so happy.
That's it.
There you go. I'll just be crying. I'm so happy. The Happy Hearthstone is my
best
friend.
Tears of joy.
Tears of joy. There you go. So, Andrew, why don't you tell people a bit who you are, why you're here?
Yep. So, I'm Andrew. And I'm on the show because I listen to it a lot. Every episode that comes out, I wait for it every week. I think I started listening on episode 30-something. I was just bored one day, and I was on my iPad. Went onto podcasts, typed in Hearthstone, and I found a couple, but this was my favorite. Downloaded all the episodes, listened to them all, and just been listening to it ever since. And I just thought, I really like the game. I've been playing it since beta.
Nice.
Taking breaks here and there, but it's been pretty fun.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I kind of just wanted to have in on the fun.
Nice. Yeah, Andrew just sent an email, said he had a deck idea, but this was before the Grand Tournament came out, so I actually had him scrap his old deck idea, and he built a new deck just for this episode that I'm excited about. What was your old deck? Do you want to talk about
my old deck? I wanted to bring a Dragon Priest on because there weren't too many priests on the show. Everyone played Paladins and Mages mostly, but then I think it was Ben, the same week I emailed you, brought a Dragon Priest onto the show.
Yeah, it was literally like, I think you sent your email 20 minutes after he sent me his email with the deck list.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's unfortunate timing.
Yeah, but it's lucky that the Grand Tournament was coming up because then you sent me the email saying, hey, why don't you make a deck based on the new cards? And I thought, yeah, that'll be fun. So the deck I've got today, I'm not going to say too much just yet, but it's more fun than it is rank-worthy. I've tried to put in a lot of, well, not a lot of the new cards, but, you know, some of the more fun ones. Like, spoilers alert, I put in Justicar Trueheart.
Nice. Which is fun, and she's not terrible.
No, it's really not. You know, when it gets rolling.
Yeah. And I like that, because, so I've been playing the Grand Tournament a lot. And I'm starting to get that stage where, like, I'm seeing a lot of the same decks, right? I've played a lot of the same decks. This is actually about the time, I'm really excited to see your deck. I haven't looked through the deck list at all. Because this is the time where I am looking for those fun decks that I can just take into normals and play around for a bit.
I have tested some of the more competitive decks, and they're not as fun. It's kind of like playing Face Hunter. Like, if you're going to play Token or Secret Paladin at the moment, I mean, it is fun to begin with, but then it just gets, you know, brainless.
Yeah.
The board up attack, it becomes Face Hunter pretty much.
Yeah. It's just, you're attacking with more at the same time instead of just your hero power.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with you on that one. So, let's talk about why we're happy. Let's keep the happy and happy Hearthstone.
Yeah. Sounds good.
I'll go first because it was my birthday this weekend.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's really fun. I spent the whole day just kind of with my family, and we had...
Did they support you?
They did good. They did good. My dad, we went over to my parents first because they wanted to go to the pumpkin patch with our kids to pick out pumpkins. So we did that, and like he made me pancakes when we got there, and then they took us out to lunch afterwards, and they had like fresh watermelon, which is my favorite thing on the planet this time of year.
Yeah. And we'll get that here as well.
What?
We're getting watermelons here as well. They're coming into season.
Nice. Well, Andrew, where is here for you?
I live in Melbourne, Australia, Victoria.
Ah.
So, yeah, we're moving into summer, but I'll talk more about that in a sec. You finish.
Oh, all right. So, the other thing I got to say is dirt cake is the greatest thing on the planet. Have you had dirt cake, Andrew?
Dirt cake. I think we call it mud cake here.
Okay.
If I'm thinking about the same thing.
So, it's basically like Oreo cookies and then a bunch of like cream cheese frosting, whipped cream, butter, and sugar all mixed together.
Really,
yeah. My wife, the only recipe we have was like a family recipe that my mom has had that makes it for like 10 people. And so my wife made that. And so like after every single meal for the past 4 days, it has just been a bowl of that stuff. I'm getting fatter by the second, but it is so good.
I'm not going to say you shouldn't be eating that much cake, but surely you can scale down the ratios.
It's my birthday week, Andrew. I don't have to scale down nothing.
As they say, the more the merrier.
There you go. Thank you. So why are you happy, Andrew?
I'm actually happy because I have my exams next week, and then I'm done for the year. So I'm in first year university at the moment. I just started.
Nice.
It's been pretty busy, and it's been a hard year for me. And like I said before, we're going into summer. The weather's getting better. I'm just about finished. I'm really excited to just be able to do whatever I want for some time.
Yeah.
So
you're not taking classes during the summer, right? You're just taking the time off?
No. Yeah, I'm taking time off.
Good. That's the way to do it.
Yeah, I got friends who are taking classes, and it's just like, especially over the Christmas, I just want to have some time off with family and stuff.
Yeah. Nice. Well, that's good. Well, congratulations, hopefully, on your impending good exams.
Thank you.
So, so if you don't pass all your exams, are you going to blame Happy Hearthstone?
I might have to, and I will be sending a bill for my classes that I have to retake to your address.
Hey, that sounds good. Don't worry. We got $7 or $10 in donations for the past 2 months, so I got it covered. We're good.
Yeah, nice.
Cool. All right, so let's talk about some news before we dive into the deck. So have you been watching the regional championships at all? And you're probably studying for exams.
Yeah, I haven't been up to date with the news lately. It's kind of sad. I was really looking forward to watching BlizzCon and stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, BlizzCon, you'll still have time because BlizzCon's a month away. So your exam should be done
by
then.
That's true.
So just for everyone that doesn't know, right now, BlizzCon is going to be the world championship, right, with people from all the different regions. So right now they're doing each of the regions' championships. Like they did NA a while ago. The Europe one was, I think, this weekend.
Now, is this where they take the people that, like, the best of the best out of the smaller groups and then bring them into BlizzCon? That's right, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so they're fighting for the spot at BlizzCon to play on the big stage. There's actually one moment. It was really depressing. Pavel, I don't know if you know him. He's fairly popular. He's playing against Life Coach. He just made a misplay, basically, where he should have, if he had traded in the right order and played his cards in the right order, Sylvanas Windrunner on the other side wouldn't have stolen anything. But instead he played Dr. Boom and it stole the 7-7.
And that cost him the game.
And that cost him the game. And he lost out. It was really depressing. But it was like, it was crazy when it was happening because you're like, wait, no, like, because he's a pro. Like, what does he know that I don't know? Like, I'm missing something here. Nope. He just messed up like everybody else does.
Yeah, it may have just been pressure or.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
It wouldn't surprise me. Also, he was playing quick compared to a lot of the pros because so many of the pros, it actually makes it kind of frustrating to watch because you sit there and you just basically watch Trump's stone dead face for like a minute while he's staring at the screen. You're like, okay. And then the little rope starts burning and then he throws out all his cards and then it's done.
I think the thing that annoys me is when they, like, the rope starts burning and they're still thinking, and you're like, dude, you've got 15 seconds. And you're, like, watching them, you're pulling your hair out, and, like, they wait till it, like, blows off. They wait till the last second.
So risky. I don't have the, it's like, watching Hearthstone is way more stressful than I thought it would be.
Yeah, that's why we like it, though.
That's true. It keeps it exciting. So we'll have links to all those in the show notes if you want to catch up, because I would highly recommend, because BlizzCon, obviously, in a month from now, if you want to know the players that are going to be there, know their styles, what decks they like, I mean, just watching a few of these tournaments will tell you everything you need to know. Related news, Andrew, what excitement, we're going to sorry, I should state this better, Andrew, you're not going to BlizzCon.
I almost got excited.
I realized the very poor phrasing of that right after I got you into it. So I'm going to BlizzCon.
Wow, really?
I'm sorry. Yeah. It just killed
jealous.
It. Yeah.
I'm jealous.
I'm super excited. So I'm going to BlizzCon at representing Happy Hearthstone and representing MMO Reporter, which is the larger podcast group that the show's a part of. So I'm excited because we're going to be able to get interview time with the devs, do some videos. So I want to know, you guys listening, and Andrew, right now, you can be the first. I want to know what you guys want us to ask the devs. What you want us to cover more, like, do you want us to cover the tournament? Do you want us to do news, interviews, even other Blizzard games you care a lot about? I would love to know. What about you, Andrew? What do you think?
Man, I wasn't expecting that type of question to pop up.
I know.
I actually recently just rewatched the episode when you interviewed Ben Brode and... Oh, I forget the other guy's name. Sorry if you're listening.
It was Dustin. Oh, no. Hold on.
Yeah, anyway. That was really funny, that episode. I had to watch it again. They seem like really cool guys. Are you going to be talking to those people again?
So they don't tell us ahead of time who we're going to be talking with. But I certainly hope so. That is what Ben Brode, I mean, is just one of the funniest guys around.
Oh, yeah, dude.
He is so fun, so I would love it if he's there. It was Mike Dene.
Yes, that's right.
So I have his little grainy picture on the website. Yeah, I would love to talk with him. Honestly,
yeah.
And Young Woo, who listens to the show, and he's the producer as well. He is, fantastic. I would love to talk to him as well. So, we get assigned that when we get there, so we won't know ahead of time.
Okay.
But, I mean, I'm sure any of them can answer most questions.
What a good opportunity, though. That sounds really cool.
Yeah, so I'm excited. So please let us know. Also, so that week, just so you know, you can go to GameDiplomat.com, you can go to MMO Reporter. We're going to be putting up videos and articles and all that sort of stuff constantly.
Yeah, so how long are you going to be there for?
So the show is Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be going in Friday morning and then staying over Friday night and then staying all day Saturday.
So are you going to be recording the interviews or just sort of?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be bringing my camera down and mic. And actually, we got another pass. I was hoping to get one of the co-hosts that you guys know on the show, Adam Clegg, to go with me. But instead, I'm doing my buddy Nick, who is a huge Hearthstone fan but has never been on the show before because he's camera shy. I convinced him, hey, if you come to BlizzCon and help me set up the video equipment and lug around the big mic and the tripod and all that sort of stuff, if you help me do that, I'll get you a ticket to BlizzCon. And so he's going, and then we're going to do a show together there, hopefully with one of the devs.
That's awesome. That's really cool.
Yeah, I'm super excited. So again, if you guys have any questions you want me to ask or a focus, or if you guys just really need to know what the next board is going to be, you know, send me questions and I'll ask it for you guys. Phew. All right. We made it through the intro. It only took 45 minutes. We have 3 minutes to do the rest of the show. All right.
Yeah.
So this is a deck battle show. I'm excited. Andrew's here. He's already kind of teased his deck a little bit. Just a reminder, since it's been a while since we've done one of these deck battle episodes, we do these about once a month. This is where the guest host brings on their favorite deck onto the show and breaks it down for you. They tell us what cards they put into it, how it works, why they like playing it, all that good stuff. But then is the real test. Me and Andrew are going to do a head-to-head battle, best of three, where he's using his new deck, and I'm using the last deck that won on the show. So right now, that is Andrew, not this Andrew, a different Andrew. I think we've had three Andrews, like, in the past, like, six hosts. It's really weird. We're having Andrew's Warlock Demon Zoo deck, which has reigned since June. I think it's been three decks or four decks now. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. The funny thing is, made that deck after that episode, and I was winning a lot of games with it. It was really good, so I was scared when I found out it was still winning.
Yeah. Well, that means at least you know the deck well, right?
Sort of. Like I said, I haven't been on it a while. But yeah, I've been playing... Oh, actually, I shouldn't say this just in case.
Uh-oh.
But this deck that I've got actually wins a lot against Zoo Demon type of decks.
Oh, okay.
So...
Starting the trash talk early, I see.
Yeah. I just didn't want to say that in case I come back like 0-2 and then I'm like, okay.
Right. Timestamp, everybody. Yeah. 1437, jump on back to listen to that win. The Warlock Demon Zoo deck reigns supreme as it always does. If you want more info on that deck, you can go back to episode 49. That's when it was first introduced. Show notes on GameDiplomat.com. Also, while you're there, this Andrew has stayed up to 2 a.m. last night putting together his deck list with substitution suggestions and explanations of every card in the deck and how to play with it. So definitely check that out. That'll be on the site as well. So, Andrew, let's talk about your deck a bit. What is it?
Yeah. So this is it's a control warrior, basically, with a taunt theme around it, a taunt warrior. I call it the prot warrior, just because why not?
Nice. Very fitting. Yeah.
Yeah. The particular deck I've made, like I said earlier, it tries to showcase more of the Grand Tournament cards than it does win. So there is strategy to it, and it does win, but it's trying to be a bit more fun. So I do enjoy playing it. It tends to win more by just, like I said, it's a control-type deck, so making efficient trades, good tempo plays, and it also revolves around getting a lot of armor, so if you do make it to the fatigue race, you will win every time.
Okay, very cool. I'm super excited about this, because Tank Warrior, or Taunt Warrior, was the very first deck that I tried building in the Grand Tournament, and I couldn't really get it to work well. I was missing a lot of the cards as well, so I'm actually really excited to see how well your deck does.
I think the key, in my own opinion, is to... The cards that they threw in your face, kind of like, what's it called? Sparring Partner, is it? The one that gives another guy taunt?
Yeah.
I didn't put him in my deck. I had him in there to begin with, and he just wasn't working for me. But there are some cool combos you can have with, like, say, him and the Black Knight, where you can give their dude taunt and then just remove it.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, my problem with that card was always, it was weird, because the deck was filled with minions that already had taunt.
Yeah.
Or minions that you didn't want to give taunt.
Yeah, so it doesn't work. I didn't put it in there. And I think at one point I even took Bolster out of the deck, which is a 2-cost spell that gives all your taunt minions +2/+2. I think it wasn't working. I either had it in my hand when I didn't have any taunt minions, or I didn't need to buff my guys because I was already winning.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I put it back in just for the, you know, sake of the deck and the theme and stuff.
Hey,
it does work.
Yeah, when it works early, it does work.
Yeah.
Yeah, it felt like one of those very exclusive combo cards. Like, it is just, it's so dead, or it's really good. Alright, so let's talk actually about some of those key cards. Is Bolster one of those key cards?
Bolster is one of the key cards because it's a taunt-based deck, so it's in there to help buff the minions, get maximum value out of them, especially because a lot of the minions in the deck have Divine Shield.
Yeah.
So you can trade them into bigger minions and still keep the big body on the board.
Oh, nice. Now, are you using Bolster? So, go with me on a scenario here. Say turn 3, you got a little taunt dude on the board. Are you going to use Bolster and just go face, or are you using Bolster exclusively to win trades?
Mostly to win trades. It's not... I try to slow this game with this... Sorry. The games I play with this deck, I try and slow them down as much as possible because I know the slower the game, the more chance I have of winning.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how it works. So I generally tend to lose to mech mages and all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't know. If I can get all the right cards at the start of the game, even aggro has trouble against this deck. So
it's cool.
Decent.
All right. What are some other key cards?
Yep. So a few other Well, another one that I really like is Bash. I think it's a card that Warrior... I don't think it needed Bash, but it needed more versatile spells. Like, I think they really only had Cleave and Slam. That
Can you remind me what Bash is?
So, yeah, Bash is a 3-cost spell that does 3 damage targeted, and it also gives you 3 armor.
Hmm.
So it's nice early removal. It can hit face, which makes it good as well. And it also gives you the armor, so it's a nice tempo play. So if they have, like, a 3-3 out or something, you can get rid of that, give yourself some armor, which also helps on, say, you know, just another combo. Turn 4, you can Bash, give yourself 3 armor, get rid of something, then Shield Slam into something else and get rid of something else.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. It's very versatile in this deck, because it, you know, a lot of armor.
Interesting.
Another card I really like for Warrior is Brawl.
Mm-hmm.
It's really only in there because it's a control deck. If you don't have the control, it brings you back from behind.
Yeah.
You don't... It's never really clunky for me because you're either winning, and if you're not winning, you need it. Sorry, I don't really know how... to explain that, but I know a lot of people don't like to put 2 Brawls in their deck, but I do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's just because when you're behind, you know you want it?
Yeah, and like I said, generally, if it's a dead card in your hand, you don't need it. You're already sort of winning.
Yeah.
I mean, there are those times where you've got, say, like 2 creatures each, and you think, well, I got a 50-50 chance of keeping one on my own. My cards are better than theirs. There are those situations, but I really like Brawl.
Yeah, I mean, I can't dispute it because I was playing my Dragon Warrior lunch during deck, and Brawl's won me the game. So
yeah.
I agree.
I like it.
Okay.
And also, like I said, a lot of people only play one, so it's a nice surprise element. They think, oh, you've already used it, fill the board up again, and then they've got no cards.
Oh, man. Well, you just spoiled your element of surprise with me, buddy. Now I know. Yeah.
Oh, there are other surprises, don't worry. You can have that one.
Alright. Uh-oh, that makes me nervous.
Yeah, you should be.
Ooh. Okay. Ooh. Wow. Andrew, best trash talker on the show so far. Keep it going. I like it.
Gotta be good at something. Anyway.
What are other key cards?
Yep, so I've got Emperor Thurasian in the deck, mainly because a lot of my cards, they're not cheap. I've got cards in there for early game, but like I said, I draw it out as much as I can because I've got a lot of expensive cards, so if I can get him out, it helps me combo cards a lot quicker. And not even that, I like to use my hero power a lot with this deck. So if I can get, like, even if I have him out for a turn, it knocks everything in my hand down by 1. If I play 2 cards, that leaves me 2 mana to use my hero power later on.
Mm-hmm.
So that sort of, how do I say, correlates with Justicar Trueheart nicely as well.
Oh,
because yeah. If I've got him out, buffs my hero power, I'm using it more often, my armor's just going up.
Nice. Interesting. Okay, that's a good way to look at it. And then,
yeah.
What's the last key card?
Yeah, the last card is Varian Wrynn.
Oh,
he
man.
Is a machine. That's all I'm going to say. He has some crazy plays. I've got some screenshots I've uploaded that you can see and that you'll put on the show notes, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be losing and you'll play him, and there are situations where he'll just win you the game after that.
Yeah, he is a terrifying surprise.
We'll talk more about him later.
Okay. So, one thing, looking at just these key cards, you know, Varian Wrynn, Emperor Thurasian, Bash are kind of, they aren't taunt cards, right? They're general warrior control cards. So what is it about taunt that makes this special? Is it just...
Yeah, when I was writing that list of the key cards, it was kind of hard because... I mean, I guess I could... Like, Sludge Belcher is a really good taunt. It's very efficient, and it spawns another taunt when it dies. I could have put that in there, but it's kind of like a staple as well for most mm-hmm. sort of control decks. But a lot of these cards are, like, Emperor Thurasian's in most decks as well. But I think the other 4 cards there are all warrior cards, so I tried to just, especially Bash, Bolster, and Varian, they're all new cards, so I thought I'd talk about them a bit more,
okay.
What they can do.
Yeah, so if someone is playing just regular Control Warrior right now, how would you convince them that, you know, they should try Taunt Warrior? What's more fun about it?
If you want to go Taunt Warrior, you can put more weapons in your deck as well, because if you've got a lot of taunt and armor, your hero's very safe, generally, a lot of the time. I think most games I play, my actual health, the 30 health you start with, doesn't go very low, because I've got a lot of armor being generated just generally.
Okay.
Aside from the cards I spoke about, there's so many other cards in the deck that generate armor. And there were more, but I took them out just because it became an armor warrior, not a taunt warrior. It was kind of just like build up your armor, then win on fatigue.
Wow. Did you have a lot of games that actually lasted that long when you did that?
I did, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Even with this deck, I get to that point a lot sometimes.
That sounds super annoying to play against.
Yeah, it's kind of hard when you're trying to rank up because the games take so long and you don't get very far.
Yeah.
But then, you know, you win a few games and then you lose one and you got to start your streak again.
Yeah. Okay, interesting. So this sounds intriguing. I'm ready to be surprised by some of these cards, because stuff like Bolster, I mean, I played with it a bit in my Warrior Taunt deck, but I haven't seen anybody else play it, so I'm a little nervous about getting surprised by this stuff.
Yeah. Bolster, like I said, it's, no one really plays it, but I enjoy playing cards that no one really plays, because I don't play a lot of ranked. I really like Tavern Brawl when that came out, because you get to use cards you don't normally use.
Yeah.
And it's just more fun. Like, I really enjoy playing Pirate Rogue. I mean, that's not really a thing, but it's different. It's enjoyable.
Yeah, and hey, after this set, there's some good solid cards in there.
Yeah, there are. And, like, I crafted Sky Captain Krag just for the sake of that deck, and I haven't even played him once, unfortunately. Like, I never draw him. One thing I should mention is my RNG is horrendous. Like, you'll never meet another person. Having said that, I'm probably going to, you know, it's not going to be that bad today.
We're going to be recording the whole thing, so we'll have it on record if it is.
Yeah.
We'll submit it to Guinness Book of World Records if it's just awful.
It's pretty bad. I will say that.
Cool. So we're going to jump into the games. Quick note. I had to reformat my computer. Like I mentioned, the computer died. I can't get XSplit installed, so I'm just going to be recording the video locally on Fraps. So it'll just be the video, and it should have my voice over it. We'll put that up, but it won't be quite the same. We won't have full commentary on there. But that'll all be on GameDiplomat.com. Andrew, do you want to throw out any trash talk before we go?
Not really, to be honest.
All right, let the deck speak for itself.
Yeah, I'm kind of scared, if I'll be honest.
You should be. Andrew's Demon's Zoo deck has beat three decks.
Having said that, I've been practicing.
Okay. Have you been practicing against Demon's Zoo in particular?
Well, I've tried, but a lot of people are playing Secret Paladin Token Paladin.
That is fair. All right. So let's see if your deck is going to be the first one to beat Demon's Zoo. It'll be fun. And we'll be right back. All right, we are back. And Andrew, let me say, that was, I think, the most stressful series I have played with this deck so far.
Yeah, I was pulling my hair out at times.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. So let me congratulate the original Andrew. It beat another deck. The Warlock Demon Zoo deck is apparently unstoppable.
Yeah.
So let's talk about your deck, because, man, it had so much removal. It was incredibly frustrating to play against. Like, you had two Fiery War Axes back-to-back in the first game. That was crazy.
Yeah, that was a really good opening hand for me. But the only issue with that first game was that it started off really well, but then it just didn't follow up. Like, I wasn't drawing any taunts. I didn't draw either of my Sunwalkers. I got one Sludge Belcher. I got the Master Jousters, but, you know, they didn't hold up on their own.
Yeah, I will say, you were 4-for-4 on triggering those Master Jousters across the series. That was good.
I tried to make it. Well, I think the key with Joust cards is that I don't think they work in a Joust deck. They're just there to support other decks. Like, that's why I've only got one Joust minion in my deck, because I know that my deck revolves around higher cost minions, so it fits the theme and it works, and I 4 out of 5 times will hit the Joust.
Yeah, I was really surprised, because, like, I saw mine, and it was a 7 cost, and I was like, I got this. Then I look up, and I'm like, oh god, it's Ysera.
Yeah, I think that's the luckiest I went in those 3 games. I saw that, and I was like, well, I think that's his highest cost card.
That was my highest cost, yeah. That's why I was like, I have to win this one. Nope, he's got one with double digits.
Yeah, I only drew Varian Wrynn that second game, but it worked.
Yeah, that was crazy. It brought out a Sunwalker and Ysera. That was crazy.
Thankfully drew the Ysera Awakens, which won me the game.
Yeah.
That last game, when your Boombot blew up and hit my dude for exactly 3, I was like, yeah, I hope you caught that on camera, because that's exactly what I mean.
I totally did. But to be fair, one thing I got to bring up here, too. Did you notice how many times Implosion did 2 damage?
So, no, to be honest.
Okay, so this is something, because I've been playing Demon Warlock a lot. I think the card got stealth nerfed. Because it deals 2 to 4 damage, right?
Yeah.
This is totally anecdotal. I've played it about 20 times. I started keeping track, and then I lost my paper, so I don't have the stats. But so I'm guessing here. About 20 times, you get 2 about 10 out of those 20 times. It's almost 50% chance to get 2 now. So I played it 4 times during our series. It did 2 3 times and 3 once.
And 3, yeah.
And I've only seen 1-4 since the patch out of about 20 uses.
So, interesting.
Yeah, so that was just something I noticed during our series that I thought was funny. Tell me more about... like Bolster, did you just not have it, or was there never a good situation to play it when you did have it?
In the first game, I didn't have any taunts. Like I said, I just didn't draw any of my taunts. That was really annoying. I was like, Sunwalker, come on. Sludge Belcher, anything.
So how many taunt creatures are you running in the deck? Do you know?
I think 6.
Okay.
I had more in there, but then I felt... Yeah, I was just losing a lot more for some reason. Then I started putting in a few more staples, which, you know. Anoyatron works really well in this deck. I put that on the sideboard because him with Bolster, I think it's a 4-cost combo. If you just played 1 Anoyatron, it's a 4-cost combo, and you get a 3-4 with Divine Shield and Taunt.
Which is pretty good.
Yeah, so if you had 2 Anoyatrons or even something else, then you're, you know, earning more.
Yeah, I mean, so tell me a little bit... I mean, so I saw Sludge Belcher, I saw the... What were all your taunts? I'm trying to remember.
So Sludge Belcher, Sunwalker, and Master Jouster are the main.
Okay, yeah.
So Master Jouster, I consider that a taunt because, as I said, I generally get the Joust.
Yeah.
But even without it, it's still a decent card, but
yeah,
then you start to lose synergy.
Is the trouble with not running more taunts, is it just that taunt minions tend to not be very good? Is that why you think you were losing with more of them in the deck?
I don't know. I think that was when my deck was in this sort of alpha mode. I just threw every taunt in it, and then, because I was like, alright, taunt warrior, and then I put in, like, all the taunts, and, like, that sparring partner with a few other cards, and then, you know, you start to realize that certain cards don't work. And I think it definitely would work if you had a few more taunts in there, but... I think I wrote on the notes that Sludge Belcher will always come before Senjin Shieldmaster. And then if you were to put both of them in there, or even that new one, what's it called? It's kind of like the Booty Bay Bodyguard, but it's just cheaper.
Oh, yeah. Oh. He's like the Warlock guy.
Evil Heckler, I think it is.
Okay.
Yeah, I had him in there, and he was doing all right, but he was. I just don't like the higher attack than health on a taunt minion.
Yeah.
So I've tried to go most of them with higher health, and I have. But then you've got the Senjin Shield Masters just in case you don't have anything else. And then, like I said, Anoyatron works really well with Bolster.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this feels like one of those decks where, like, if you were allowed to run 10 copies of Sludge Belcher, you would, right? Like, that would just be the ideal world.
Yeah.
And so the other thing, you mentioned during the pre-show that you can run more weapons. But I think I only saw Fiery War Axe. Are you running more weapons in there, actually?
No, I have Death Spite on the sideboard. And when I was playing that game against you, I wish it was in my deck. You had so many 1-1s that I thought if I just popped them all...
Yeah. Because that's what I was in constant fear of. I was like, oh man, he's going to pull it. No, no. But it never came, so I was wondering.
Yeah, it was on the sideboard, but like, I really tried not to craft my deck around yours to win.
I appreciate that. Keeping the integrity of the contest.
Yeah, I just took it into ranked and, you know, played against whoever and then sort of tailored it there.
Okay, so what sort of decks in ranked have you had most success against and which ones are hardest?
I think I said earlier that I lose against mainly aggro because my deck doesn't really kick into at least turn 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm.
But when I verse other control decks such as Priest, I generally win just because I can outdo them. And, okay. Like, I didn't manage to get a lot of card draw in that game. Normally, I do have a lot of card draw, but Acolyte of Pain is just too slow of a card against your deck.
Yeah.
Or Andrew's Demon Zoo deck, rather. But, yeah, there were just a lot of opportunities where I could play cards, but I... it was just too slow to do so, and it was going to cost me.
Yeah. I will say, at one point, I think you had, like, 18 or 20 armor.
Where,
like, I got you down to, like, 12 health, I think. And then suddenly you were back at 30.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh, I thought I was about to win. We're starting over from square one.
Yeah, I liked that moment because it showed what I can do. But, what was I going to say?
Well,
yeah, I think there was one mistake I made where you played Dr. Boom and I could have removed it the turn you played it, but I just misplayed and I didn't see I could.
Oh,
and I left him out an extra turn, and you punched face for 7, and I was like, oh, man, that really hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, I think because at that point you were pretty low, too. I mean, 7 health was a lot.
I think, though, the thing is, when you – on the second game when I did win, if you had traded with my Varian, you probably would have won.
Yeah.
Because I drew your Sarah Awakens, and I had exact lethal.
Yeah, so, like, I just didn't even consider Ysera Awakens. Honestly,
yes.
I don't play against Ysera and I don't own her, so I can't keep track of all the cards. I did not expect that to come out. That was brutal. Yeah, 5 damage to everybody.
Yeah, I was feeling pretty good about that game anyway. I didn't even notice I had lethal. I had another strat to clear your board and fill my own up, and then I realized you were on like 4 health, and I was like, oh.
Oh, man. Yeah, so... I guess, any other parting thoughts on the deck, before we move into the community section? I thought it was actually, it seems really fun. I'm excited.
Yeah, I mean, if I could go back and change a few things now that the show's done, I would. But I just didn't want to change it too much after I crafted it and then wrote the list up, because I did put in one of the screenshots in one of the earlier versions. I had Kel'Thuzad in there, and he did really well. Because, like, I think in one of the screenshots, I played Varian Rin, and he drew out Kel'Thuzad and 2 other big dudes.
Oh, my gosh.
By that, it was just game. They couldn't do anything.
Yeah, I will say, I mean, I was... I at the start, I said this was probably the most tense series I've done with this deck, because that first game was... I started with the perfect opening hand, and then you had answers for everything. We got into the mid-game, and it was brutal. It was like, okay... I filled up the board, start punching again, that's what Warlock Zoo does, and then Brawl. And I was like, okay, fine. Then I even joked about it on the stream. I was like, oh yeah, well he has a second Brawl, he'll probably play it right after. So I filled the board up, and a second Brawl. And then got the board going again, and it was just like, oh my gosh, this roller coaster is too
much.
Yeah,
it was pretty... I wasn't even talking on my side, I was just sitting there, like, panicking.
Yeah, because I think... Basically, I life tapped down to 10 health because I just had to keep drawing cards to keep up with all of your removal. I can't imagine playing any class that couldn't have had the sort of card draw that I had.
Yeah, I remember the turn before you won on that first game. I looked at my deck and I had 10 cards and I thought, I know I've got two Sunwalkers, a Sludge Belcher, Varian, Rin. all these cards that could have probably not won me the game, but helped me.
Yeah.
And I didn't draw any executes that first game. I knew that as well. Because that would have helped against Doomguard and...
Oh, yeah.
You only managed to play one Sea Giant throughout the entire thing, but yeah. I got rid of that really easily. I had Big Game Hunter waiting.
Yeah, that was a sad day. I should have seen it coming, but I was like, oh man, I got this. Oh. Because that was the game you had already used your two executes, so I was like, I got this. He's got nothing left to kill this guy. Oh, I forgot about BGA.
Shut down.
Yeah.
I think I got to play most of my cards, though. It was quite fun. Did I play Ragnaros?
Yeah, you played him on one of the games, but it was right before you lost.
Yeah, he didn't do anything for me.
Yeah, it was. Oh,
yeah,
that was
yeah,
where it was going to hit.
Health.
Yeah, it was going to hit my Stormwind Knight.
Because yeah, that's an idiot.
It went right across him and hit, like, I don't know, the 1-1 or whatever was right next to it. But the animation looked like it was going right for him, and I was freaking out. No! Because there were, like, 8 things on the board, and it goes straight for him. Oh, it was terrifying. Man.
Yeah. That was fun.
It was fun. I was terrified once we got to late game, because like you were saying, it felt like you could just out-duel me once we got to that point. There was nothing I could throw on the board that was going to be bigger and last longer than your guys.
Yeah, unfortunately, your deck is very good with just always being able to hold presence.
Yeah.
Like, even though I brawl 2 full boards, you managed to bring out a third of just everything. And then by that point, I didn't have anything. Although on that second game, when I got Ysera Awakens, the first thing I thought was, great, I've got another board clear. Like, I didn't even think about the 5 damage for lethal, which that worked that way.
Yeah. Well, that the deck has trained you. Everything is board clear.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really fun. So, Andrew, thanks for dueling. It was a good duel. Do you want to say anything to the other Andrew?
Yeah, I guess congratulations on making an unstoppable deck so far.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, man. This is, I confirmed, this is now the 4th deck that is beaten. Undefeated for 4 months now. I'm going to have to look up what our old record was, because at the very beginning, Andrew, before your time, Andrew, since you started listening in the 30s, the very first deck we had on the show was Beastmaster Hunter. This was before Hunter was really a thing. It's kind of Face Hunter-ish before Face Hunter was a thing. And I think it beat 6 decks and lasted like 9 months. But this is starting to get close. It's exciting. Yeah. All right, let's jump into the community section because it's going to be nice and fast. We didn't get a question this week. I even sent out a request for questions on Twitter and nobody responded at all. It was kind of depressing. Aww. So if you have a question you want us to answer on the next show, send that in. Anything on Twitter, Google+, email me, all that sort of stuff. Anything.
I've got a question.
Oh. Ask it.
Yeah, so you've only done 2 episodes since the Grand Tournament release, and those are both reviews.
Yeah.
Just like playing with the cards and that, what's your favorite deck to use?
Ooh. That.
Or, you know, what are you having fun with?
So, the most fun deck I'm having right now is Dragon Warrior.
I played that too. It was very good, yeah.
It's been really good. I tried to make it the first time, and it didn't turn out very well. I made a poor choice, and I tried to make it more aggro. I think the 3-3 charges made me think, okay, let's see if I can go aggro.
Alexstrasza's champion, I think it's called something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, Alexstrasza's champions. Yeah, the 2-cost 3-3 charge. What? Crazy. You're holding a dragon. So I think it was either Scott built a deck or someone built a deck that, or walked me through and helped me build a better version that's much more control-y. And I've just been having so much fun with that. I'll post the deck list. Here you go. Here's the question you didn't ask, Andrew.
Yeah.
What's the most underrated warrior card in the game? It's Crush. This card is so good. So
I did play that in my dragon deck as well, and it's just because you got a lot of minions with higher health, they're going to be damaged at some point, and it just becomes
a 3-cost destroy a minion. That's crazy. Yeah. Even rogues who are kings of control have to pay 6 mana to get destroy a minion. Like, that's incredible.
I think it's 5, assassinate.
Oh, 5? There you go.
Still, 2 mana is a big thing.
Yeah, 2 mana. So good.
And I think, what are they? Hunters get deadly shot. It's 3 as well, but it's a random minion.
Yeah. That is true.
So, and like being a warrior, you're always going to have a damaged minion anyway.
Yeah, I mean, you want to have damaged minions a lot of the time. So yeah, I've been having I've actually been having pretty good success with this deck. I didn't think it was very good, and I don't think it's great. And I'm also missing some of the key neutral dragons, the epics, like the 2
Alexstrasza.
I have, yes, I have Alexstrasza, and I have, let's see, so the top of my board is Nefarian, Alexstrasza, Cro-Magus, Dr. Boom.
Yeah.
And those are the keys. And because I had to throw a Volcanic Drake in there just because I'm missing stuff. Some Draconid Crushers just because I need dragons in there and I don't have a ton.
I just realized I don't even have Dr. Boom in this deck.
Oh.
That's where I went wrong.
There you go. No. You rematch, disqualified, start the whole thing over. Yeah, so Dragon Warrior's what I've been playing. What have you been having most fun with? Is it Warrior Taunt?
Yeah, I mean, I've been playing this deck in preparation for this, but I've also been really enjoying Priest, Control Priest,
with
the Confessor Paeltrus, I think it's called.
Yeah.
That's a fun card. And Totem
Summon
Shaman.
Any random legendary, yeah. Right?
Yeah. I think I've got a screenshot here, actually. I think a mage used Mirror Entity to steal that, and then used the hero power to get another one, and
what?
Then just filled the board with legendaries, including Mal'Ganis and all this stuff. Yeah.
That's incredible.
Actually, funny story real quick. Yeah. I was versing my friend, and I was playing mage, and he was playing paladin. And I used... Unstable Portal, and I got out Mysterious Challenger.
Oh.
On turn two. So it was a 3-cost 6/6, which brought out all my secrets.
Oh, so it's not just Paladin secrets. It actually does work for mages.
It works for, yeah, if you, yeah, so it came out of the portal and it works for me as well. So on turn three, I played that, and all my secrets came out, including Effigy. So when he killed it, I got another 6 mana. I think it was, I think I got Mogar the Ogre.
Oh my gosh.
And just by turn 4, he was dead.
Wow. Turn 4?
It was the luckiest thing that's ever happened to me on this game. It was hilarious.
That is pretty amazing. Man.
Yeah, it was funny.
Well done. I'm trying to look up, because I had a fun Unstable Portal. I got a legendary, but I can't remember which one it was now. Oh, man. So it's one of the class legendaries that's crazy good, but it's just super expensive.
Was it a new one?
I don't remember. Nah, I can't remember. I think it might have been King Crush, maybe? I forget what it was, but it was just
Let's
one.
Let's just say it was King Crush.
Yeah, but it's like I could drop on, like, turn three. So I dropped a 6-cost turn three legendary. It was so good.
Was it a class legendary?
It was a class legendary.
Oh, was it Trade Prince Skellowix?
No.
I know he's 6-cost.
I don't remember. This is a terrible story. I apologize to everyone listening. This is just awful. I am the worst. But all right, so let's talk about an iTunes review. Let's hear from someone who hasn't listened to this episode and doesn't yet know that I'm the worst. It was Sylvanas. That's what it was. Sorry.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, Clive the Shrew says, "Fantastic, 5 stars. I listen to a lot of podcasts, and Josh is by far the friendliest and most positive and most confusing and worst memory host out there. He makes my workday go by so much quicker, and I always look forward to a new episode. Keep up the great work." Thank you, Clive. That's very kind. We appreciate it.
Very true as well.
Thank you. Thank you, Andrew. We had no donations in a kid. This is just going to be one of those things, right? I'm going to get donations, I think, once a year when people feel bad for me, because this has been another dry streak. So one thing, Jake Crawford did send in his usual $10 monthly donation so we can open packs on the show. But since my live stream shut down, all that sort of stuff, I'm going to hopefully get my PC rebuilt and fixed before next episode. So we're going to do that next episode. Jake, thank you for sending that in, as always, so we can open packs on the show and talk about it. But for now...
I think you're not getting any donations lately because you've been winning all the deck battles, so no one really feels bad for you.
Okay. So what you're saying, I got to throw the next one, and money will just pour in.
Yeah.
Maybe we could film like one of those donation commercials, like I'll dress up like a starving child, be like, "I haven't won a game in 3 months. If only I had more money, I would be winning."
Yeah, make more cards.
Make more cards.
Well, I think that, you know what's really cool actually? When you played Voidcaller in the first game, I thought, "Oh god, Mal'Ganis." But you don't have him, do you?
I don't. No. So that was, I mean, that's one thing about the deck battles that we do, is I build the best version of the deck that I can, and I work with the builder to make sure that they're happy with it.
Yeah. the thing is, that actually worked for you, because I had Big Game Hunter waiting for Mal'Ganis, but you didn't have
really?
Him. And Doomguard only has 5 attack, so I was like, really?
Yeah, and Stormwind Knight only has 6. And actually,
yeah.
Stormwind Knight did really good in that deck, because it added stuff to the egg, so I can punch through with that as well. And I had a bunch of like Knife Juggler was getting buffed, the Spectral Spiders. It did really
and
well.
And all the imps from the Implosion 1-1s.
Oh, yeah.
When a whole board of 1-1s turn into a whole board of 2-2s, that's a big difference.
Yeah, it gets much scarier. Actually, there was one point, the time I played Dr. Boom, the board was too full. I couldn't even get
you got one
the
boom
last
bot.
Boom bot, but I was like, it's still worth it. I got to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was good.
I'm pretty sure that was the game I used both my brawls, and then I had Ysera Awakens after that, which, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
There you go. If I had just waited for that second boom bot, I could have had it.
Yeah.
All right. We have stalled long enough, Andrew, because I think you're just stalling because you don't want to sing. Is that true?
Oh, man, I actually forgot about this.
It's amazing because, okay, so for people that don't know, we've actually been working on this recording now for 2 hours. I know you've only been listening for like 40 minutes. This has been a 2-hour-long ordeal, and hosts always forget about the song by the time we get here. It's great.
Well, I think I was really nervous for the game.
Yeah.
And then, like, yeah, and especially, you know, we had some slight technical issues before the recording, but, you know, that's fine.
Yeah, and Andrew, you don't have to lie, buddy. I know you just wrote a winning song, and now you got nothing now that I beat you in that death battle.
I had my victory song and dance, which I was about to record on my webcam, but that is no longer going
to I should have just let you win. What was I thinking?
And then you would have gotten some donations as well.
Yeah. Man. All right. So, all right. How about this, Andrew? We're going to get you back on this show so fast, and you're going to dance, and money's going to pour down on both of us from the heavens. It's going to be great. We'll be millionaires overnight.
I like the sound of that. That sounds really good.
All right. Sing your song, monkey. Sing for us.
I will sing whatever comes to mind. It's the card of the week.
Verse 2? Let's go.
I really have nothing, man.
I just wanted to see if you would do it. I was really hoping you would.
I was straining my brain. I was going to, but I was going to do the same thing.
Second verse, same as the first. I like it.
Yeah,
all right. So what is your card of the week?
My card of the week is Varian Wrynn.
This guy.
He is really good. There were a few other cards I wanted to talk about, but I just hadn't played with them as much.
Yeah.
So he is my pick. He is really fun to play. He is overpowered.
So when you say overpowered, do you actually think he's overpowered?
Well, like, no. I don't think he is. I don't think he is really. But he is really good because he does have some drawbacks, not too many. Well, really one.
That 10 cost. Yeah.
Yeah, well, 10 cost, it sucks because you have to blow your whole turn on him. But the thing is, in the right scenario, the worst case, like the worst possible thing that can happen is you draw 3 cards. And that's good.
Yeah.
So I think if you were to take out the draw 3 cards for a 7-7, ideally you want to pay, what, like 6.5 mana or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, so 3 mana for 3 cards, that's pretty
crazy good. Especially at the end of the game when you need to be drawing cards. Like, this guy is just, you throw him down, and even if you draw 3 cards, nothing lands on the board. Oh, look, you have card advantage. You're going to win.
Yeah. I think, there are times where, like, you know, I think in that game you had 4 minions on the board and I had nothing. And then I played him and then I got 2 really good minions. If I had drawn 3 cards and gotten nothing else, that is the 10 mana disadvantage because you can't do anything else.
Yeah.
But like I said with Emperor Therizin in the show notes, if you can knock his mana down, even just for 1, you can play an Execute or a Shield Slam, or it really does help.
Yeah. I mean, technically, if you happen to have the coin that long, too, you could use that.
Yeah, exactly. just for anyone who doesn't know, I forgot to mention Varian Rune. It's a 10-cost mana 7/7 warrior card legendary.
Yeah. Draw 3 cards, put any minions you drew directly into the battlefield.
So they just draw 3 cards.
And they don't give Battlecry effects, so it's similar to a lot of the other cards that put cards into play.
Yeah, I think that's probably why I didn't put Dr. Boom in originally.
Oh, okay.
I think I foresaw that because I tried. I mean, you're not going to obviously just get all your best minions when you do it. I mean, in some scenarios you will, and I've got screenshots of that, but I didn't like my chances of...
Yeah.
Yeah.
What percentage of your deck is minions? Are you, like, tossing minions in there, and would you play this in any Control Warrior deck, or only ones that have, you know, lots of minions?
Well, it's a good question, to be honest, because I think if you've got a lot of minions, you're going to want to play them anyway. But
yeah,
even if you don't have a lot of minions, you're still going to be digging for your spells. But it's really up to you whether you think that's worth 10 mana.
Yeah.
I think my deck runs 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16 minions, so it's about 60% minions.
Wow, okay, so that's a pretty good chance that you're going to get 1.5, right, at least in there?
Yeah, I think the worst I've gotten is 1 minion, and then I draw 2 cards.
Yeah, I mean, so the thing I'll say about this card is, like, between him and Grimash Hellscream, like, I'm just terrified of late-game warriors now, because any turn on the board, one card can just completely change the entire board.
It is funny you say that, because if he brings out Grimash,
you get
the charge.
Oh, wow. That has to be, like, one of the best plays.
And also, if you do manage to knock him down to 9 cost, you can Whirlwind or Inner Rage to buff Grimash. And then before you know it, you're doing 20 damage in one turn.
Oh my gosh.
So it has potential.
That literally disgusts me.
But it almost seems just like a dream scenario. Like,
it does, yeah.
Yeah.
But
it is pretty filthy.
That is fun. So Varian Rune is interesting to me because it's one of those cards that it does seem a little like a fun card, right? Because you're drawing 3 cards, throw stuff on the board. But it seems totally viable. Like, that's a really good combination of cards like that.
Yeah, it's almost like I don't have an example, but just, you know, really fun cards that people don't play, but they're fun.
Yeah. Like Angry Chicken? What?
Yeah! I mean, I remember back in the day, I used to try and make an Angry Chicken deck work.
Yeah.
Like in a Priest, you buff it up and then hit it.
Yeah, you can make it work. You'll just lose the game, but you'll have a big chicken.
Yeah. No, he is good, but I do think he's balanced with his mana cost.
I do too. I think he's on the strong side. When I first saw it, I expected it to be look at 3 cards and put any you drew into the battlefield, discard the rest, right? But the fact that he actually draws 3 cards, this card is so good.
Yeah, and I think the other issue people have with him is that his stats are kind of low for his cost. The way I see it is that if anything sticks around on the board with over 7/7 anyway, you're in a good position, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It still dies to Big Game Hunter anyway, even if it was stronger. Dies to Shadow Word Death. Yeah, I think anything higher than a 7/7, I mean, you're paying in excess of 3 mana for that ability.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, I'd pay 3 mana to have that ability. Draw 3 cards, put any into the battlefield? Yes, please.
I tried to hold back from crafting him the second the expansion was launched, just in case I drew it, but that didn't happen.
Ah, okay. So you went out and crafted it?
Yeah, I did.
Nice.
I think, unfortunately, though, I crafted 3 legendaries, and I think I bought about 100-something packs.
Wow.
And I drew 6 legendaries, and they were all, like, 3 duplicates.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, I got 2 Chillmores, 2 of the one of the Hunter ones, and 2 Justicar True Hearts. One of them was golden.
Oh, nice. Oh, I didn't even notice that your Justicar True Heart was golden.
I wasn't. What I did was I disenchanted the gold one and crafted Varian Rune, because it's the same.
You monster. You monster! No, I'm just kidding. I totally get that. Yeah, that's how I view kind of getting golden cards, is like, hey, this is telling me I can craft any card of this rarity level. That's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. And, like, I already drew the normal one. Like, the rule generally is for me, if I don't have a normal one, I keep the golden one, if it's legendary status.
Yeah.
But anything else, I don't mind having.
All right.
They're just too expensive. Anyway, they yeah. are.
They're so expensive. I know. That's why I don't have Mal'Ganis in my Demon Zoo deck.
I think, sorry, real quick, I've got a story. There was a time when I really wanted Baron Geddon and a time I really wanted Mal'Ganis. And in both times, I bought like 7 packs or whatever the smaller one is. 10 packs, hang on.
Seven packs. Yeah.
Yeah, both times I bought 7 packs just to sort of get some dust going. And I drew Baron Geddon on the first pack that time, where I wanted him. And then when I went to buy 7 packs of Mal'Ganis, I drew a golden Mal'Ganis on the second pack.
Wow, that's like voodoo magic right there. That is scary.
Yeah, so to this day, I've still got that golden Mal'Ganis because it's a really nice-looking card.
All right, so next time I buy packs to Dust to make a legendary, I'm just going to send you a message first just so you know, and maybe if you pass it on to whatever universe you're speaking to, you just let them know that they should send it my way.
Yeah, we'll do.
All right, thanks, dude. All right, any last thoughts on Varian Wynn? Rin?
No, he's kind of fun, but I think I'm going to put him aside for now. Play a new class.
Cool. What are you going to try next?
Well, I've played some Shaman already. A lot of Paladin's too popular at the moment. Played some Mage. I don't know. I might try something different. I really don't know. What classes are there? I might try a Druid deck.
Oh, okay. Druid's fun.
I don't know. Maybe I'll be on for another deck battle later to get my revenge.
Please. We would love to have you on any time. It'd be fun. Living Roots, Druid card. So good.
Yeah.
That should be the first thing in your deck. Yeah.
Just, it trumps all those other cards that do 2 damage for 1 cost because you get the other option just there. Like, there's no drawback.
Yeah, it's just there.
And they summon mini Groots.
Mini Groot. They do. They look pretty cute, actually. All right. Yeah. So, once again, we're going to have full show notes along with links to all the videos, trailers, everything like that on GameDiplomat.com. Full deck list from Andrew explaining why all the cards are in the deck, how to use it, how to play the deck. And if you don't have all the cards that he does, what cards you can swap in. Just swing by GameDiplomat.com, click on Hearthstone at the top, leave us a comment, let us know what you want us to talk about at BlizzCon. So that's early next month. So we'll probably have one more episode before then, maybe 2 if we can squeeze it in, and then BlizzCon after that. So, as always, let us know what you thought about the show. You can find us on Google+, on Happy Hearthstone. On Twitter, I'm @JAugustine. On email, you can email me at ajosh@outlook.com or just comment on the blog. If you enjoyed the show, please consider supporting us, especially since we'll be paying to go out to BlizzCon, hotel rooms and food and all that sort of stuff. If you'd like to help support us, that'd be really appreciated. You can find more info at gamediplomat.com/donate. Andrew, where can people find you?
Yep, so I'm not too big out there in the social media, but you can find me on Twitter and my email as well. I'll put those in the show notes.
Great.
I'm not going to say them out loud because you'll just get confused. I'll be honest there. Yep.
Cool. All right, yeah, so that'll be links. That'll be at the very bottom of the show notes. There's a farewell section. It has links to all of the host stuff. So I'll make sure all of Andrew's goodies are in there. Andrew, thanks again for joining
us. I'll leave my battle tag in there as well in case anyone wants to have a game.
Oh, cool. That'd be fun. See if you can beat the deck too. Challenge, yeah. Challenge. Cool.
Alrighty.
Thank you, Andrew, for coming on the show. It was really fun.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, well, we'll have to have you on again soon.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Cool. And thanks again for all the listeners for visiting the Happy Hearthstone and having a little fun with us. We'll see you next time.
See ya.